and welcome to Community Kitchen. I thought I'd just take you through a little experiment I carried on the weekend. It was raining on Saturday, perfect time just to have a little bit of kitchen time. And I was fortunate enough to go to the supermarket and they had chickens on sale. So I bought the free-range ones actually were the cheapest of all. So I bought a free-range chicken and I made a stock, which gave me about 2.5 litres of chicken stock. I just used the normal usual suspects, some celery, a little bit of onion, some carrots. I did put a little bit of Chinese wine in it, probably just a good little glug in there when I had the temperature up. And I cooked that for I poached the chicken for probably a good 35 minutes or so, put the lid on and turned it over so that the breast and the back were cooked, and just let that sit in there, and it keeps that really delicious. So then I cooled that. I took the chicken out and I cooled that. And I actually continued to cook that stock just a little bit longer. Once that chicken was able to be cooled enough, I broke it down and I got two good Chinese containers of beautiful chicken meat out of that. I then put all the bones back into the actual pot and continued to cook that for a little bit longer to let all of that really good glutinous yummy stuff come out from the bones. You can actually bash the bones a little bit too if you like, just to get that organized. Now, the with that actual stock then, I strained that stock. And I took about a litre of that and I made some wonton wrappers and I made an actual Asian broth for dinner, which was just delicious, I thought. But the next day, what I did was, and I'm trying to just share with you how many meals I got out of the one chicken. So already we have two Chinese containers of chicken meat. One of those containers went into a mushroom pie because I was able to put a few mushrooms, only half a dozen mushrooms, and I just cooked off some onion and the mushrooms and made a white sauce and put that into a pastry. So that became a pie. Already had the Asian broth, so that became a meal. Into that broth I did some Chinese wrappers. I had 300 grams of prawn meat, which was green prawn meat, which was cut up, and I just cut up really finely with grated ginger and a little bit of sesame oil. And I put that inside the wonton wrappers, and in that broth I put a lot of Asian greens and, of course, some sriracha chili sauce, some sesame oil and a bit of soy sauce. So that was a really substantial meal. Then on the next morning I actually roasted a whole pumpkin. And I also had some curried lentils in the freezer, which I will share the recipe of that. So with the pumpkin, I divided that up into I took about 3/4 of that and I made 4 Chinese containers of pumpkin soup. And I'm talking generous here also. But into that pumpkin soup, I added the one Chinese container, small Chinese container I had of the curried lentils. And what it does is it just gives it a little bit more gutsier meal. So that, like, it just turned out so beautiful. And I used a little bit of that stock. I used about probably about a litre of that stock. So I had half a litre left over, and which I put in the freezer. But with the pumpkin soup, I roasted the pumpkin off with lots and lots of garlic, and I put a whole clove in there because I want that to be really beautiful and creamy garlic. And I put onions, and I just put salt, pepper, purple onions on there, and I just roasted that ever so slowly. And it was so beautiful, and making that soup out of that. But I also kept some of that pumpkin because that roasted pumpkin is going to combine with some of that cold meat, and that is going to make a salad, or it will make fantastic sandwiches. So out of that one chicken meal, we had the pie, we had the noodle soup, we had four containers, I think it's about four containers of pumpkin lentil soup. And then on top of that, we also have one Chinese container of meat left over. And I also have about 500 mils of stock in my freezer. So it's a really good way to take one, I think it was $8.50 or something, $8.50 meal piece of chicken and convert that into a lot of different dishes. And it gives you that little progress to make that happen for your lunches in the next day. Sunday I made a lamb and barley neck chop stew, which was delicious because I used just lots of celery, lots of carrot. I used some sweet capsicums and onion and garlic, usual suspects. I did brown the meat off, and I used I had some other stock in the fridge, which I used for that. And that just cooked slowly away, adding the barley. So when it was lunchtime the next day, that was just such a beautiful warming meal to have with all those beautiful roasted veggies. So it doesn't cost much to actually get creative if you're and make a few meals. But say with the lentils, you need about a cup of red lentils, about 400 ml of coconut milk, a tablespoon of turmeric, onions, garlic and ginger, about a tablespoon of garam masala, about 20 curry leaves if you have them, and a tin of tomatoes, and of course just frying off the onions, the garlic and ginger, and then frying off your spices, and put your tomatoes in and let them cook down, then put the curry leaves. They just make such a beautiful difference. And stirring those lentils in, they get really nice and creamy, and just freeze them, because on top of that, that base of those lentils added with the pumpkin just really adds to it. And I think I've shared before that if you have that as a really thick sauce, it's so delicious to convert that straight away into a curried meal with some chicken thighs or some other veggies. So it's a very economical way to extend just by using one particular thing and getting that stock happening. In the next segment, I'm going to share some pumpkin recipes because it's cheap at the moment. It's a beautiful time for it, and it is just such a nice addition to the family table. And you're with Annette on Community Kitchen. And welcome back to Community Kitchen. We're talking pumpkin. We're talking just nice, tasty food, and it's that weather, isn't it? Beautiful recipe I found, and I just happened to be in possession of this fantastic book, In Praise of Veggie, and it's just, it's really a... It's a good book. It is just concentrating on vegetables, and it really inspires you to take them to the next level. This particular recipe is called a buttered nut squash. Now, you've got one butternut pumpkin which you're going to cut in half, and you are going to take out all the seeds, of course, and just scoop it out and just put a couple of score marks in there. But you're going to bake it in the oven with just a couple of little things on top of it, a little bit of brown sugar, about a teaspoon of brown sugar, some salt flakes and some olive oil. And it is just going to caramelize that so nicely. Now, if you can do this the night before, if you want to serve it the next night, because if you're baking something, don't be afraid just to put that whole or half a pumpkin in there and cook it in the oven, and it'll probably take about 40 to 50 minutes where the fork's really nice and delicious. But if you're going to be serving it, which this recipe suggests that you serve it with about 100 grams of macadamia nuts And you're just going to crush those a little bit. Just put them in a tea towel and put the roller on and squash them. Put them in a fry pan, add some butter, a little bit of olive oil, and just cook them until they start to get a real nice brown colour. And then you can put in there with this some Kalamata olives and some sage. And what you're going to do is that is going to be drizzled on top of that butternut, and it will just be a beautiful accompaniment, good for a roast, a good base. And if you don't eat it all, then you've got a good base for a fantastic salad, a pumpkin, macadamia nut, some nice Kalamatas in there. You can have some feta and some goodies. I'm going to share some sauce recipes that you can actually put alongside that. But another lovely recipe that I found in the same book is they're doing a pumpkin risotto, which I have never done a pumpkin risotto before. And basically what you're going to be doing is you're starting off when you actually, at the start of your meal, you're going to be cooking the risotto. So you'll actually heat the butter in your pan and you'll add your shallots and cook that down for a little bit. And then you'll start to add your garlic, a couple of cloves, and about 2 cups of coarsely grated pumpkin. And then you'll start, once that's softened but not coloured, stir in your risotto. So I usually do about 1 cup of risotto to a couple of cups of stock. Remember to have your stock hot, as we've often talked about when making risotto. You'll probably, it just depends. You might need a little bit more depending on how much it absorbs. But I usually heat a saucepan of stock up and then I'll ladle that in as I go. And remember to make the process a slow process. So once you've put that risotto rice in, you'll stir it within that with the pumpkin and the garlic and everything until it's translucent. And then when that happens, then you can start to add your stock gradually as it goes along. And just remember to let it absorb and then add the next ladle, because if you don't, it doesn't get that nice creaminess. But at the end of it, rather than just using a Parmesan cheese, you can do a combination of some Parmesan, some feta, put some pine nuts in there if you want, just to sprinkle that on top to give it that little bit of extra flavour, and of course some parsley, which will make a difference. But what a great way to actually use the pumpkin. I've never thought of using that in that actual recipe. But I can see how it would work really nicely. And I do it with beetroot, and I don't know why I haven't actually thought about doing it. Another recipe that I've found, they use a 7-spice mix, which is ground pepper, ground cumin, ground coriander, ground cloves, ground nutmeg, ground cinnamon, and ground cardamom. And this is a 7-spice mix, and it's a tangerine, so it's going to be a really interesting roasted veggies. You've got pumpkin, onion, parsley at the end, you've got your garlic, you've got all these delicious tray bakes. And also with the tangerines, you're going to actually cook the onion and the parsley and the garlic, about 1/4 cup of sultanas or apricots, some barberries if you want, some chickpeas, and a can of tomatoes, and some capsicum wedges. And at the same time, you're going to make a tray of roasted pumpkin in big chunks and with that 7-spice, and you will fold that through the tangerine. And what a lovely Middle Eastern flavour that would be. When it's finished, of course, top with a little bit more of the walnuts and some lovely parsley. That'd be absolutely delicious. Even if you cook that with some nice grilled fish, you could do it with some halloumi, some good flatbreads, but it incorporates all those delicious flavours. And remember, if you ever want the recipes, just email me, annette@twoldducks.com.au. And I'll happily send that to you. But just thinking outside the box, how to use something as simple as a pumpkin and take it to something that is absolutely delicious and worth giving it a go. When I come back, we've got a couple of different dressings that I thought we could share to actually be able to use with some of these great pumpkin recipes. Welcome back to Community Kitchen. We're talking pumpkin today. I just thought it was one of those things. It's in season. It's warm time. It's yummy time. And while you've got that tray happening with your pumpkin and you're cooking that, why not throw on some things like some cauliflower and roast that, some sweet potato. Cabbage is fantastic when you roast it in big wedges. Broccolini, you can either cook it on the barbecue, same as the cabbage, cook it in the pan or on the barbecue and just almost burn it a little bit. And it is absolutely delicious. But it's a good time when you've got that oven going to actually utilize that cooking heat and try a few things. And I just noticed in the latest giveaway recipe book at the supermarket, they had a tahini garlic sauce, which sounds fantastic to me. And if you just imagine that cooked with, say, you've got your lovely cauliflower, and you could actually do that with a few spices, just cover the whole thing, put it in the oven, put some oil and different spices on it. But covering that at the end with a romesco sauce or a tahini garlic sauce, and these are just mentioned in one of the free giveaways. But to make about 1 1/4 cups of sauce, you have for the tahini garlic, 6 peeled cloves of garlic pounded away in the mortar, or otherwise you can process it. Stir in about 1/3 cup of lemon juice and set that aside for about 10 minutes to develop the flavours. You can strain the mixtures if you like, just to make sure you don't have big chunks of garlic. But if you cut it up small enough, and then you whisk in about 3/4 cup of hulled tahini. That's the lighter colour. The darker tahini is the unhulled. I like the hulled better personally. And a teaspoon of fine sea salt, about 1/4 teaspoon of ground cumin, and about 100 mils of water. Because what happens when you start to work tahini, it gets very thick. So having that water in there is beautiful. That stores in the fridge for up to about a week. Don't forget, sterilise jar before you do it. And the romesco sauce, which I just love, because you've got about 3 vine roughened tomatoes, a garlic bulb, and just cut that horizontally and put that in the baking tray because you want to squeeze that garlic out. You roast that for about 190 for 1 hour. Definitely when you've got that oven going, put that in there. You can always put it in the fridge and do it later. And you squeeze that garlic from the skins into the food processor. Add about 1/2 cup of toasted blanched hazelnuts. They really, trust me, they really do add a dish. You can use almonds, but if you try the hazelnuts, you'll love it. And it forms a coarse paste. Peel the tomatoes, discard the skins, and add to the mixture, the hazelnut mixture, with about 280 grams of drained char grill peppers. Now you can do these yourself. They're not hard to do. Put them on the barbecue. 1 teaspoon of smoked paprika, about 3 teaspoons of red wine vinegar, 1 pinch of cayenne and about 1 tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil. And you smooth that, mix that to a smooth texture. And this sauce is delicious. I sometimes, if I've got it, and if I'm making a really creamy soup or something like a nice thick soup, I will put a dollop of that on top of it and it just lifts it up and it is sensational. It goes very well with fish also. So it's one of those things, if you've got a couple of these sauces, you've char-grilled maybe some broccolini, a little bit of romesco sauce, you've done your cauliflower in the oven because you're prepping for the next night when you've got the oven going, you can use the tomato, the tahini garlic, and also with your cabbage, the romesco would go really well. So having a couple of those sauces up your sleeve, I think makes a meal just that little bit more interesting. You've been with Annette on Community Kitchen. Enjoy your cooking, and I'll be with you next week.